All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Orange County Civic Center Authority, and welcome to the county's new Administration South Building, it's called. Very creative name because it's south of the North Building that will be there for administration. And I appreciate all the members of the authority being here. We'll try to get through the items pretty quickly on the action side, unless there's a lot of discussion on those, so that we can get into future meetings, things that the board might want to see on those meetings, and so the county can help set that up as the authority will change from chair of the county to the city being the chair in 2020. So we want to get you all off on a good start with that. And we will start, so I'm calling to order at 3:02. And with that, if you all would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, I appreciate that. We have the flag up here to my left. Mayor Pro Tem, you want to take us away here?
Put your right hand over your heart, ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Please be seated.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we'll head into public comments. Do we have any members of the public that would like to speak at the meeting today? All right, hearing none, this is a public meeting subject to the Brown Act, so if we do get requests, Sarah, if you see people coming in from the public, let us know, please, on that. First up, we have action items. First item is the minutes from the prior meeting. So I'll give you all a second to look at those minutes and see if you have any adjustments.
Why are you good?
Looks good to me.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Thanks.
I second it.
Thank you. Motion by Mayor Pro Tem Villegas and Member Suisse. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that item passes. Thank you. Up next is the budget from, that's the minutes. And up next we have a couple of line item adjustments in the budget. So you all know that we stay within our budget for the Civic Center Authority, but as things proceed throughout the year, sometimes we need to make adjustments within those. Those used to be administrative adjustments that we would make, and we made a shift a couple years ago to bring those to this authority to highlight and be transparent about those changes. So first up, do we have, Julie, anybody that wants to present on these? Or do you just want me to take you through them in general?
I think Laura and Stacy are here to present them.
Do you all want to say a few things about these two items? If you do, I'm going to put the microphone with you.
Okay.
So this is our staff from Public Works that are in our Parking Administration Group. So just highlight both of the staff reports, if you would, please, then we'll take them in order.
Okay, the first request is for special project on the IRC lot to repair and repave and make some drainage repairs to the lot. There are currently quite a few potholes and areas that are cracking that need repair and resurfacing.
And our IRC lot, right, is over here?
Correct.
Okay, we'll take votes in a second, but any questions on shifting some money to repay that? Where's the money coming from, and why can we take money from that line item?
There's some cost savings with the parks project, and then I'd like to shift the cost savings over to this project for $315,000.
Parks is an acronym for Parking Access Revenue Control System. So it's not a park like a green space, okay? It's an acronym for the parking equipment that we utilize to operate the facilities, right?
Correct.
And then if you want to highlight the next one quickly.
This is also to do some rust repair for the P1 and P3 parking garages. There are some areas of the stairwells and metal features that are rusting pretty badly and need to be addressed for safety purposes. And again, we'll be taking some savings from the parks project and utilizing it at this project for $111,000.
Thank you. P1, known as the stadium garage here. P3, sometimes known as the library garage in Santa Ana's backyard. And those are the structural adjustments we're talking about in this item.
Correct.
Thank you. So to fund both of those efforts, the team is proposing to shift money from the parking access revenue control systems line item. And those savings are projected based on a bid analysis for that system going forward. With that, any technical questions on those structural adjustments?
Do we have estimates for those, and do you have an idea who's going to do the work?
Thank you, Member Suisse. These are the updated cost estimates that we have, correct?
Yes.
And then the county will be performing those since it's a capital or major maintenance for the structures.
Right.
Likely through our job work contract program, more specifically. Mm-hmm. Any other technical questions about the recommendations for those projects? Hearing none, I'll take a motion on item two.
Motion approved.
Okay, motion by Vice Chair Villegas.
Second.
Second by Member Miller. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Item three, we had the technical presentation on, but if there are no further technical questions on that item, I'd take a motion on item three.
So moved.
Moved by Member Miller.
Second.
Second by Member Palumbo. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. That passes. That brings us to item four. This was an effort that the authority, through the county's efforts, wanted to try to get done this year, this calendar year, and this is the bylaws for the authority. And I'll give you all a few minutes to look at these, but it does reference, for most of its authority, the Joint Powers Authority Agreement. These bylaws are just how we run the meetings here today. And if there are any questions, we have our friends here from our county council office that helped with these bylaws. Happy to have any questions of a technical nature or entertain a motion. Mr. Sanchez, anything you want to say about this? Okay.
I'm going to take a quick second. I want to welcome our city manager, Christine Ridge, here to the Civic Center Authority, and she will be joining us. Mr. Fuad Swice will be leaving. Tomorrow's his last day, and I just wanted to ask her that you looked over the bylaws. Is there any?
I did read them, and as Shane mentioned, they're pretty light, and most of the information is contained in the agreement.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Mr. Chair, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And
motion to approve.
Motion to approve?
Yeah.
Member Villegas?
Second.
Second by Mr. Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that passes. One of the items that the bylaws talks about is it references, again, the city manager appoints the members to the authority. So that's a great. I was going to introduce when we got to member comments. Sorry, beat me to it. But great job.
And just to point out, I think with the bylaws, the main purpose of that was, I believe there were a couple of times when members couldn't attend, and then you have an issue getting a quorum. So one of the main things in there is allowing alternates so that we can ensure that we have a quorum anytime.
Great, thank you. And the bylaws are like some meat and potatoes and something else, but go ahead.
Yeah, they're pretty basic. We're into discussion items. Happy to have open discussion with the members and the authority. I'll try to pass the mic as best I can. But one of the things that we wanted to do in helping with transition to the city for the authority is to go over high-level budgetary items. And this is probably nobody will be able to read, but it's an idea that the budget is up there for high-level line item items. It doesn't have some of the operating reserves plugged in, it doesn't have some of the capital reserves plugged in, it doesn't have the list of city projects plugged in that we work every year on to get those, and then the extension of the county's capital program, it doesn't have in. So you would say, Shane, why are you showing this to us then? Well, because we have the main categories that I always like the groups to focus on. We have the operating expenses with the three major line items, utilities, grounds maintenance, and the security line item, and then taxation is pretty basic now. There used to be a line item in there for historical purposes that was the debt service that the authority was working through, and that was paid off at the end of 2018. And then we have the capital projects that are split between the city and the county. You can see those there for you. And then part of the reason I had this up here is I was going to ask for an update, as in the discussion items, on the capital projects that were shown here in the prior budget as we move forward. So again, high level, just snapshot of what the budget skeleton looks like. a lot of work to be done on at the staff levels to fill in the gaps to figure out what happens at the bottom line, and then the city and the county jointly fund a delta at 50-50. So high-level comments on the budget before we get into, sorry, not the budget, just a skeleton of what the budget might look like as you head into the next year. Any major comments or questions at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'd like to get updates now from the capital projects, and maybe we'll start with the county team. And so who is here to give us an update on the capital projects? Laura, you're going to do that? You can just say they're all done. That would be helpful.
Make it fast, yeah. Right. I have a lot going, though.
Laura, can you introduce who you are and what you do?
Hi, I'm Laura Alegria. I am the park administrator. Stacy Muller is park administrator that I'm transitioning everything to, so I'm not going to throw her in today. Maybe next time. So on the capital projects that we're working on, we have P3 structural repairs. We did a study and found a couple items that needed to be addressed. Those are going to start proceeding in the next couple months. The work will include epoxy injection, horizontal walls, on the horizontal walls and the floors, some sealing and repair to the exposed rebar, and repair some spalling and concrete throughout the parking garage. We also have a facility assessment that we're going to be starting at the beginning of the year on P1, 3, and 6 for fire life safety, drainage, plumbing, and metal. That one hasn't started, but we are in the process of getting that started. The P6 appellate structure, we're looking at doing some secure and wrap. We are going to put that out for design. And that one has not started, but we will be starting that probably first quarter of next year. In January, that one will be starting. P1s, we also are replacing the generator. The generator has been ordered and should be arriving the first part of January, so that will be getting installed towards the end of January. And then we have the parks equipment replacement. The parking equipment has kind of extended its useful life, so that will be getting replaced. And we are in the process of negotiating a contract with that.
Okay, thank you very much. So if you're keeping track here, let's flip back. So you heard of improvements to P1, P3, P6, and then what's called the super block, and that is kind of all of the parking within the lots in this area, right? For LED lighting, and then the parks, parking access revenue control system equipment for all of the facilities that have controlled access, which is pretty much every facility in the Civic Center. Any questions on the capital projects from the county side? Yes?
How does the second and third actions we took today moved money from parks? Does that affect the budget, any of this work?
Yeah, good question. So when the teams did an updated estimate on the parking access revenue control system procurement items through the bid process, they found savings, and then they requested to use those savings to help out with some of the other structures.
So the savings is from the estimate versus the actual.
Exactly. Sorry, better way to put it. Correct?
Right.
Okay. Any other questions? That's a good question. Any other questions on the, yes?
How far out do you do your capital improvement planning? Do you have like a 3-year or 4-year? Question on how far out you do your capital improvement planning?
Yeah, good question. We have a 5-year plan right now that we put together. And because we knew you were going to ask that, city manager, we put this plan together last year. for the first time now, we have a capital improvement program to help inform the authority and to help inform the folks running the parking systems on what we need to do. And so anything else, Julie, you want to add on that? It took a lot of effort to get that done. And then we have our friends from our budget team in the back who are always asking us what's coming up next. Okay, are we ready to go? Are there any other questions about the county capital projects? They're the authority capital projects being done by the county. Okay,
Okay. So we will turn over, I'm going to turn over to Mr. Ono, if that's okay, to talk about the city projects.
Sure.
Thank you. Ron Ono, Admin Services Manager for City of Santa Ana Parks and Recreation. The capital projects, the ADA ramp is now completed. We're actually going through a landscape maintenance portion of that project, but it's basically completed. The lift station is currently under construction. We anticipate completing that project in June of 2020. It's the lift station both at Santa Ana Boulevard and also at the 6th and Flowers, both projects under construction. The Japanese garden, Japanese garden and the Jaw Townland landscape planting, we just opened bids on those. The original bidder actually came in within budget, probably around $10,000 to $20,000 over budget, but basically within budget. But he withdrew his contract. So we're looking at the second bidder. The second bidder is actually $12,000 above our budget. So we have two options that we're looking at. One option is up to reduce the scope of work in both those projects, the Japanese garden and the drought tolerant planting, or to come back to the authority and ask for the additional funding to award that project. The one that's impacting us currently is the Japanese garden, because we just found out that the Japanese Association 50-year anniversary is coming up of May 2020. If we were able to award that project right now, we would be able to meet that timeline. But if we had to go out to bid, we would miss that 2020 50-year anniversary timeline for the Japanese garden. On the dry stream bed project, we just started doing the survey work for that project. We will be in communication with the state to get input on what they would like to see around the courtyard and the dry stream bed. Originally, that project was to remove the existing dry stream bed and landscaping, have the county seal the roof surface, which they have already completed, and we are about the process now to re-landscape that area with drought tolerant planting. But we'll be meeting with the state to see if any changes to any concept plan is needed. On the plaza re-caulking, staff is looking at all the low spots. And by the way, that caulking project is a temporary measure to seal the plaza. We also, which you don't have up there, is structural study that's budgeted in the project. So we're doing the structural study of the plaza concurrently with the caulking project. And the structural study is actually going to give us input on the future costs on what we need to do to seal the plaza or remove the decorative slab, replace the decorative slab, address the rusted rebars that's in the slab. But that brings up a question which I brought up to the authority at the last meeting. If we're doing that, once we receive the structural analysis, that raises a question whether, if it's too costly, what should we do with this area? Should it be redesigned to something else, another use, or should we just replace the Plaza of the Flags just as it is now? And we can discuss that probably at the next meeting, or at least when we get the structural analysis. Perimeter lighting, we just started the process of counting all the lights and identifying what needs to be done. We're looking at the lighting that the county has done around this building 16 or this new development you just finished with. Since it's a high tech contemporary look, we're looking possibly at doing similar contemporary lighting around the perimeter, or we may have to follow the city's requirement to do those double king historical lights around. So that needs to be discussed at a later date as to the architectural quality of the lights around the perimeter of the Civic Center. And I think that's it. Any questions? Oh, one more thing that I should bring to your attention. It's not in the capital project, but it's actually in the operational part of the budget. We have released an RFP to hire a new landscape architect, a Atlantic State contractor to maintain the common space in the Civic Center. And we are currently reviewing the proposals. So at the next meeting, you'll probably have a presentation on our new landscape contractor for this area.
I got a quick question, Ron, and I think we talked about it earlier, regarding the pagoda, the Japanese pagoda. So are we going to be able to meet it on time or not if we were to put the RFP out? We wouldn't, correct?
We wouldn't. If we reduce the scope of work right now and then release the project out for bid again, we wouldn't meet the May deadline for the 50th anniversary. If we are able to move money around and award the project, like I said, we need an additional over $500,000, $1,011,000 or so to do this, and then we can meet the 50th anniversary of the pagoda.
But can you reduce the scope and use the same contractor, the second bidder?
I'll have to talk to your staff to see if that's possible.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Mr. Chair, regarding the pagoda? Because, well, it's been 50 years. They've been here a long time. Ron, by the way, 50 years with the city now. By the way, this year. I don't know if you remember when it went in, but, you know. Thank you. 50 years with the city of Santa Ana.
Yeah, congratulations.
Right, yes. Thank you.
I hope you get 50 more. So there's a number of things we could do. I was just thinking in my head that I would ask the vice chair if he wants us to consider setting a special meeting in December to potentially reallocate funds.
And
at that time, the city may also have a request to reappoint a member. And so that probably should happen before the end of the year anyway. And we could just have a special meeting, that reappointment and monetary transfer. I don't know if you're thinking about pulling out of the drought tolerant landscaping, or I'll see if we have any additional savings on the parking revenue control equipment. But we can work together to put together a line item.
You know, the other possibility is that we still need to go through a design process for the dry stream bed area. That may take a little while. So we have budgeted in the budget, I believe, $800,000. So we could, if the board agrees, utilize that money to award the pagoda project and the drought tolerant landscape, keep enough to start our design for the drought tolerant for the dry stream bed area, complete the design, and come back to the board at the next meeting for additional at the next fiscal year meeting for additional money for construction.
Right. So we could shift the
funds,
the dry stream project, to design only.
Right.
So everybody knows what's going on there, and then shift the delta. So let me just. So you heard about the dry stream bed, that's here. You heard about the drought tolerant landscaping, that's in this area. The pagoda we're talking about is here. Plaza of the Flags, structural. Plaza of the Fountains, structural. And then some of the ADA improvements, the lift stations were down in this area. So I don't know how far along you are on that as well, if you have an idea of what the cost is there.
On the dry stream bed?
No.
I mean on the drought tolerant planting? Both the drought tolerant planting and the Japanese garden went out to bid together.
Okay.
So okay. We have funding. The drought tolerant planting project is about $77,000 short to get award. The pagoda is about $450,000 plus. Totally, it's around $511,000 that's needed to award both projects. But what I'm saying is that an alternative would be to take the funding from the dry stream bed project by the courthouse, the $800,000,
yeah,
portion of that, yeah, about $500,000 of that to award the project and leave enough for the design work for the project.
Okay. So I'll talk with the vice chair after the meeting about setting a special meeting, and then it's likely to be in December so that we can help through it before it transitions. But we'll just need you to work with our team on what the staff report would look like for the dollar amounts, the transfers,
okay,
to and from. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the projects being delivered by the city on behalf of the authority?
Okay, we are still in discussion.
All right, so I believe this was a neighbor request by both parties to talk about security potentially. And I'll just kick it off and then Vice Chair, of course, jump in as you see fit. I think we looked at this a little bit last meeting or meeting before that on what the budget was and then what the costs were for security. And this basically lays out in red the budget from the authority and in blue the cost for the security line item. There was one line item we showed you in the budget, and this just kind of shows the trending there. And then this is hourly, so where we were looking at cost before, sorry for this being so close to us now. We looked at the cost, and then this reflects the hours. And the memorandum of understanding between the county and the city has 1,546 per month as the hours requirement of that agreement. So you can see that in red here, and then the blue is the actual hours charged to the authority by the security groups. And then,
can you go back?
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
That's it. Okay. This is January 9th.
Right. And then this is trying to reflect the hours just going forward per the MU. Is this the same thing?
That is for 2018-19.
Oh, yeah.
And the little one is for current fiscal year.
Okay, so this is the first quarter of the fiscal year. So this is the last fiscal year, ends in June, right? Both of our city and county fiscal years end in June. And then this is the first quarter by month of kind of a projection. So this is the budgeted, not the budgeted, the MOU hours and then the actual hours by the city. And so that's just on security high level. I might turn it over to you, Vice Chair, if you want to make some comments. I'm just kind of showing the data as we go to develop the budget in the future.
So to clarify, the hourly, the actual has gone up because more police calls generated?
Not sure about the details.
Okay,
yeah, I don't
because
know the details.
One of the things is that the contract that we have, the MOU, is that we're providing security for the homeless shelter. And that thing is a mess. And it's been a mess since it's been there. It's not supposed to be a homeless shelter. And I understand that the county's, you know, trying to fix that. And, you know, I was just looking up, I got OCFA tonight, and I was just looking up how many calls we have from the fire authority going there. And we have 1.3, and that is the low. They're going down a bit. But every day we have fire department going there because that's there and it's costing us money. And then we have, you know, it's a low burial shelter, excuse me. So it's not like our shelter that we have over at the Link, which is on Red Hill and Warner. We have zero complaints there. We run a tight ship. Over here, it's a low barrier shelter. We got a lot of people don't want to, you know, comply. We got the churches that keep coming and feeding people. People don't want to be in there. It's attracting a lot of things. You're gonna have a lot of police calls. And I don't have the numbers. In 2 weeks, we're having our public safety committee meeting, and I'll have more numbers of what's going on there. But, you know, I'm thinking that's what's contributing to, you know, to the cost going up. And hopefully with the courtyard being removed, it's gonna go down quite a bit. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'd be more than happy to share information as it comes in, sir.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Appreciate that, Vice Chair. Yeah, I was just, I think you asked for some information, and I was just giving you what we thought we had.
Right on.
It's not saying it's good or bad, it's just trying to display the info. And then, of course, questions get asked on the county side since our whole super block is basically fenced off now in the evenings, partially for construction. Should that contribute to our discussions about setting the budget going forward? That's the question.
So, and I was going to ask that. I know we talked that it was going to be fenced in.
Yeah.
And it's actually fenced in now at the moment. On that side, on the Ross side, it's not a nice big wrought iron fence and all that. It's just
construction fencing.
Construction fence. Okay, very good. There you go, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So the Civic Center now, just within, I think, the last month, with the additional construction fencing, does get closed down from 6:30 p.m. basically to 6:30 a.m. So overnight, it's a closed campus. And then, of course, the north half is closed all the time for construction.
One quick question, and so are we still, I haven't been down here in a while to see how the operations are running, but the who's answering the calls for service in the plaza? Is it still the PD?
Yes.
Because we have that agreement. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Unless it's in the buildings, which
that goes to the county,
that goes to the county right now. So that's item three, just on a comparison with the, the county city MOU. Now, on number four, I don't have an exhibit for this, but this was just a discussion item that I think we can drop off now. There was an issue with some special event permitting for a group that wasn't going into the courtyard, and they wanted to be serviced with, I think, coffee and donuts, and they were doing that on county property on the east end here. And it looks to me like now that issue's been resolved. So unless you all have seen something that I haven't seen, it was an issue originally, and now I think that's resolved. So we will strike that for the next meeting. And then the other item that came up, this was something that I think the city recommended to be put on for a high-level discussion, is a potential adjustment of properties in the Civic Center. So I'll just really quickly show this map, which shows the four agencies that own property in the Civic Center: county, city, state, federal. And the county super block has, as you might guess, all county property. The city's, what we call the city or court super block, has a combination of ownerships. And then we're going to focus in, if you notice, this parking garage has split ownership, which is interesting for a building and a structure. And then this area, which we call the Plaza of the Flags, is exclusively used by the city underneath. That's where city parking takes place. And then the county and the city have both had questions over the years about, you know, what would happen on the surface of that. Does it need to be programmed for events? What do you do there? And so that led to just a high-level discussion about a potential swap. Again, this would have to be an agreement between the city and the county and the city council and the board of supervisors, so we're just discussing it because it's in the Civic Center. And a potential would be that the city would give up 0.7 acres to make that parking garage whole under one ownership. And since the county operates and maintains the facility, that might make sense. And then the city would obtain, through the swap, you know, 1.5 acres or so with the area that has the parking underneath there, known as the Plaza of the Flags. So the city would control. The county does not operate and maintain this parking. The city does that. So the city would have full control over their parking and be able to use this for future efforts if they wanted to. And then the county would have ultimate control over the garage if that were the case. I'm just going to have our chief real estate officer slash member talk about this for a second.
Well, I just had a question. So the Plaza of the Flags is owned by the county currently. Is there a operating agreement or something that has this gives the city the ability to park under it? Is that defined somewhere?
That's a good question. I don't know.
So just as a point, is that to the extent that then goes into the city's ownership, then it brings clarity to the operation of both of those structures and properties. Additionally, you know, from the county's perspective, you know, our board does have the authority to swap that property under the government code, so it's something that we could pursue.
Any other questions or comments on this?
So what would be a next step if this seems acceptable to, you know, authority here?
Yeah, I think the authority members would go back to their respective agencies and talk about this. We will have to engage our first district supervisor, who we talked with about this verbally, but likes to be involved in these things, and the CEO, who we've talked about this at a high level. But we'd love to hear back from the city at any point, just informally or whatever the case would be, if we want to spend additional time to forward this idea or concept. Or if there's anything else, this is just the simple two pieces that make the most sense. There might be other things that make sense, which, you know, we can talk about.
If there are other options that the city has or ideas, we can obviously talk about that. But if we have a tentative agreement, then we could come up with kind of a deal point memo that we could take to our respective governing boards and get the authority to do the transaction.
Obviously, this has to go back to our council, and then we'll be back. We'll be able to talk more. As you know, we're trying to acquire this building right here, building number 28, State of California. We're trying to redo the Civic Center. We want to also, be able to change things around because the buildings need to be, redone. And that building number 28 is a tear down. So we're seeing what we can do to work out with the state. And that's it. I think it's a lot cleaner this way, by the way. Yeah. Thank you.
I think from a structural boundary standpoint, it matches up. And then from an operation standpoint, it seems to match up as well.
Just a quick question. Let's say the north boundary of the 1.58 acres, is that to leave like a path for the for your property, or is it aligned with some kind of a wall, the structural, does it encroach on the existing garage? Just wondering if maybe that's something we can look at and make sure that, the lines coincide with the structural elements to make it easier, to reconstruct or maintain in the future.
Yeah, they're just lines on paper right now, so exactly. A lot more analysis. Mm-hmm. I mean, we haven't even done a survey of it yet, but I think the primary reason for that was that we have utilities that run through here. We did our utility upgrades project that comes through and goes across that way. It doesn't mean it couldn't go to the city. I'm just telling you why we left it out. That's just the rationale. Mm-hmm. Mr. Palumbo, anything to add here?
No.
Interested?
Thank you.
Okay. So you're obviously up here in the lighter color with the cords. Okay, members, just a discussion item. Anything else on this item? Okay, thank you. And that brings us to member comments. We'll start with Vice Chair, if you have any additional comments.
I just want to say definitely interested in a meeting in December, and we appreciate your time and thank you. We have a great building here.
Thank you very much, and welcome. Feel free to take some tours. If you need a guided tour, let us know. Mr. Miller was integral in this, so he can give tours too. Anything you want to mention?
We did want to mention that this past Tuesday, as you all are probably aware, that the county had previously purchased property on Yale Street and identified to move the courtyard to it. A construction agreement was approved this past Tuesday, and so we are hoping to have the courtyard moved in the next year. So that's fingers crossed, but hopefully at that point then that improves the security situation.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Member Sweets?
I would like to, as mentioned earlier, thank you for allowing me to serve on this board. I filed for retirement, so effective actually mid of December, but I have some time, vacation time to leave. So today will be my last day with the city. So thanks again for allowing me to serve, and wish you the best.
Thank you, Fuad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No further comments. Thank you.
Thank you. And of course, Anthony, we're always happy to have you take back the budget to the courts to remind them of how they can better participate with the county
I'm
and city.
I'm always happy to be told no again.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any other comments from the members? With that, I take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Member Miller, seconded by Villegas. And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Adjourned at 3:41 p.m. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you. Here are the numbers for the fire. Back in 2017, it was 2.6 a day. And then in 2018, it's gone down a little bit. But this has cost us a lot of money because some of these guys, they're calling that they want us to, take them to the hospital so they can get their medication. And I mean, what the hell? So believe me, I go through a lot of numbers. So tonight, I got to go and, is this thing on?